Two youths from the Moravian city of Olomouc were apprehended by police officers last week after bodyguards noticed them holding an air rifle on a rooftop not far from where the Czech president Václav Klaus was meeting local people on a walkabout. The 19-year-olds were using the air rifle's sight to get a better view of the head of state, and they were lucky. Under other circumstances, they could perhaps have been shot. Jan Wellinger has more.
Two young men from the Moravian town of Olomouc may have thought it was clever to climb on a roof with an air rifle and watch the Czech president through the gun's scope. But it's hard to imagine how. Not unless they were trying to win an infamous Darwin Award, which recognizes people who successfully take themselves out of the gene pool through astoundingly stupid actions. Had either of these youngsters been less fortunate, they might have easily qualified, either falling or getting shot. Here was the scene. One pointed the scope at the president from the rooftop, while the other swerved the air rifle in different directions, taking aim out of sheer boredom. Both were noticed by plainclothes agents in no time, and both were lucky. Realizing they had been spotted, they retreated from the roof to a nearby apartment. There they were apprehended by police and, after a brief denial, admitted everything. According to the duo, they hadn't intended to cause any harm, only to see the president. And the key words they used to describe their action? Pitomak lukovina, a dumb stunt. Had they tried it on someone else, such as the U.S. president during his visit in April, they would have been picked up by snipers within seconds and quite possibly shot, an expert for the country's rapid response unit said, although he told Mladá Frontadnes the two would have never made it into position. Even in this case, the duo put themselves foolishly at risk. No one has said whether here too they could have been targeted. The Czech police have not revealed whether any of their own snipers had the teens in their sights and whether they might have shot. The police did reportedly express disbelief and were at a loss that the young men would get and go through with such an obviously stupid idea. As for the teens, following the incident, both were handcuffed and taken for questioning, while the police understandably checked to make sure the air rifle was not a functioning weapon. As it stands, officially they are treating the incident as a case of disorderly conduct, one that is likely to be shelved, as neither of the young men really broke the law. In any event, both must have breathed a sigh of relief that they escaped with health intact. As one of them told the Daily Mladá Frontadnes, one day the incident will make a good pub anecdote, but he said he was aware how lucky they'd been.
That report was by Jan Wellinger.